Big news that hit last night or late yesterday afternoon, perhaps. J.D. Martinez, one of Jeff Luhnow's biggest mistakes as general manager of the Houston Astros. Although it really wasn't much of a mistake at all. This is classic 2020 hindsight. The J.D. Martinez that the Astros released the back half of spring training in 2014, he stunk. He'd been terrible for 2 years with the Astros. The Astros were just about coming off rock bottom, the 111-loss season the year before. J.D. Martinez at that point did not factor into their future. Let's look at younger guys like, well, Rick Ankiel. He was bad, so they released him. The Detroit Tigers picked him up, and basically immediately, J.D. Martinez turned into a monster. He completely overhauled his swing. I don't know if the Astros were oblivious to that. The Astros coaching staff just wasn't good enough in spring training to pick up on some things. But it was like flipping a switch. Martinez signs with the Detroit Tigers. Probably learned a trick or two from Miguel Cabrera. Victor Martinez was also a stud with the Tigers at the time. And getting to join them in a batting order, as opposed to the collection of stiffs the Astros had. Right, Altuve was not a beast yet going into 2014. He was an interesting, fun young player. He was not looking like a future Hall of Famer back in spring 2014. And, well, J.D. Martinez, over the last 4 years, he's been one of the best five sluggers in baseball. Last season, for the time that he played in the batter's box, he was every bit as good as Jose Altuve. Because J.D. Martinez, well, he mashed better than anyone else. Way better than Altuve. Way better than Mike Trout. They're all everyone else's. J.D. Martinez missed the first 6 weeks of last season coming off a foot injury. The hairline fracture, it doesn't matter. So he missed the first 6 weeks of the season. And after spotting the field into mid-May, just went crazy. He was great with the Detroit Tigers, but the Tigers getting ready to do a teardown to the extent they could. Right, they trade Justin Verlander. That worked very well for Jeff Luhnow. They dealt J.D. Martinez to the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the guy had two of the greatest months any player from an in-season trade has ever had. He went to Arizona and in 62 games hit 29 home runs. That's a better rate than giant-headed Barry Bonds hit him the year he hit 73. So J.D. Martinez finished last season combined 13 plate appearances short of qualifying for the qualitative statistics. So you add in 0 for 13, and that's how you can qualify. Give him 13 more plate appearances with no positive results. But if you just take the numbers on their face, J.D. Martinez slugged 690 last season. Instant perspective. Hey, someone quick look up Babe Ruth's career slugging percentage. The greatest slugger in the history of baseball. Babe Ruth's career slugging percentage was 690. That's what J.D. Martinez did last year. No one was close to him. He hit 45 home runs while missing a quarter of the season. But it was also the second year in a row that he missed 40 games injured. All that has to factor in. So J.D. Martinez becomes a free agent. His agent, Scott Boras, he's like an ambulance-chasing lawyer. I'm going to sue you for $10 billion, hoping he gets five. So the numbers were floated. J.D. Martinez wants 7 years, more than $200 million. Well, nobody was nibbling on that. He's been tremendous over the last 4 years. But he's 30. He can't run. He's not a good outfielder. But that didn't detract from David Ortiz's excellence. Right, J.D. Martinez hits the next 3-4 years the way he's hit the last 3-4 years. He's worth more than $20 million per year. But $30 million? And for 7 years? No. So Scott Boras usually keeps shaking the trees until some sucker falls out. Well, they're not all suckers. The Washington Nationals have no reason to be regretting the money they gave Max Scherzer, $30 million per year at this point. But the market just did not develop for J.D. Martinez. Then there was the story that J.D. Martinez which I have to take as meaning Scott Boras, the agent, was pitching fits that the Boston Red Sox had not raised their five-year, $125 million offer. 5 years, $25 million per year, all guaranteed money. But apparently Scott Boras convinced J.D. Martinez that's not enough. Well, the deal that J.D. Martinez takes with the Red Sox isn't even worth $125 million, and I hate using the phrase isn't even worth when talking about $110 million guaranteed. Now, Boras is arrogant, but he's great at what he does, so they got a little creative with the deal. J.D. Martinez gets the $25 million per year, which I imagine was considered the absolute floor. Anything less, you insult me. So Martinez can opt out of his deal with the Red Sox after 2 years, $50 million guaranteed. So if he's tremendous for another couple of years, and baseball is increasingly cash flush, at 32 years old, would he opt out of 3 years, $60 million, thinking he can get more money or more years and more money? Well, he'll have the option. The Red Sox, on the other hand, who knows if 5 years, 125 as a firm offer was ever in play? Well, the Red Sox, in giving Martinez the opt-out and a modestly front-loaded contract, well, if J.D. Martinez starts slowing down, what if the next 2 years he's not very good? J.D. Martinez played for laughingstock Astros teams. Then he was in Detroit where, okay, that's a good sports town, but it does not have the intensity of Boston for baseball. And then Arizona, hey, he helped the Diamondbacks get to the wild card game last year. But Boston's a different animal, right? There have been really good players who've gone up and, frankly, collapsed. Carl Crawford, one of them. The bright lights, the unique intensity and scrutiny that comes in playing in Boston. A New York would qualify as well. Well, if J.D. Martinez melts, the Red Sox are on the hook for three more years and $60 million. If he can't hack it, or if he just declines as he gets into his 30s. But in the meantime, the Astros remain the rightful favorites to win the American League pennant, but barely over the Yankees. And let's remember, the Red Sox, not the Yankees, won the American League East last season. The Red Sox won 93 games and won the division, with their massive free agent pitching acquisition, David Price being a disaster and or injured for a lot of the year, and the Boston Red Sox with Fenway Park and the short green monster, the tall but short green monster, the Red Sox almost unimaginably finished dead last in the American League in home runs. So the Sox basically have their whole team back from last year. Mookie Betts did not have a big-time year after having been MVP runner-up the year prior. They have a couple of stud young players in Andrew Benintendi, Rafael Devers, the third baseman who came up. They have some pieces behind those guys. They have some depth on their pitching staff. They have the best closer, perhaps, in the American League in Craig Kimbrell. And now they added the best slugger in baseball off last season, or if you take the last 2 years combined, J.D. Martinez is right there with anybody. So it's if the Red Sox get back Big Poppy, who until his retirement after 2016 had just been a fixture at 40 years old. He had a monster season in 2016, and I'm sure the Red Sox didn't expect to not skip a beat offensively, but geez, for a team that plays in Fenway to be dead last in the league in home runs, well, the Red Sox just addressed that and addressed that mightily. So, yeah, the Astros are the defending champions. And, yes, the Astros are in a division where they do not appear to have any stout competition again this year. The Angels are much improved. Well, they better be, having finished 190 games behind the Astros last year. Right, Seattle's maybe slightly improved. King Felix Hernandez is going to sip from the Fountain of Youth. Heck with that, he better chug from the Fountain of Youth, or he's just not very good anymore. I mean, the Astros still look light years ahead of their American League West brethren. So the name of the game is to get to the playoffs, avoid the wild card round. The Yankees and Red Sox can't both do that. And so that's why the Astros would be right now the favorite to win the American League pennant. Either the Yankees or the Red Sox will have to deal with the one-game wild card. And while the Indians are still the runaway favorite in the American League Central, the Indians incurred a couple of notable losses in the offseason. The Astros lost nothing that matters. Carlos Beltran's old soul and intangibles were wonderful, but as a designated hitter, he sucked. The Astros are going to get better production out of their DHs, and Carlos Beltran's intangibles, well, everyone's absorbed those. The Astros are the World Series champions. They no longer need the veteran experience to wet nurse them along, if that was a real need, beyond what they got from Brian McCann and Josh Reddick in those areas. So the Astros are the favorites, but whoever wins the American League East, that's basically a coin flip against the Astros when you get into the playoffs. Same with the Indians, the structure of postseason baseball. Where the Astros beat the Red Sox in four, but then had to come from 3-2 down to beat the Yankees. Had to go seven to beat the Dodgers. In the end, it was if, not how. But it's not as if the Astros demonstrated they were the dominant best team in baseball. So that should all make for a spectacularly exciting season. Unless they've gone on sale in the last couple of days, I'm still waiting with curiosity. It's pretty late for the Astros still to not have put up individual game tickets for sale because they're still hawking the season tickets, which no doubt have sold better this offseason than they have in years and years and years and years. But we still have 37 days until their season starts.
They put out a raffle yesterday for like first dibs of single game tickets. I got the email about it, so.
A pre-sale of individual tickets?
Yeah, it was like a raffle that you could enter, and then if you got chosen, you got first crack at buying the single game tickets before they went on market to everyone else.
So when do they go on sale to the public?
It didn't say.
Yeah. And all you had to do was register for the raffle?
Yeah, name and email. That's it.
All right, so we're getting there. But the Yankees lineup got a lot better this offseason, adding Giancarlo Stanton. The Red Sox lineup got a lot better yesterday, adding J.D. Martinez. The fat and happy and lazy champions have added nothing to improve their lineup. Oh, pish posh. Carlos Correa missed 6 weeks. Alex Bregman was merely okay before the All-Star break. He was a stud after the All-Star break. If they get that Alex Bregman for a whole year, the Astros lineup can improve from within. And last season, the Astros didn't just have the best lineup in the American League. They had by far the best lineup in the American League. And, oh yeah, now they have Justin Verlander for 6 months instead of one. We'll see which Gerrit Cole pitches for them. They've fortified their bullpen. Damn right the defending champions are the favorites to win the American League pennant, but not by head and shoulders. More by a nose, maybe a neck. Than by a good margin. And even if it doesn't work out this year, well, you can never unring the bell on 2017. So 37 days to the games that matter, 3 days to those that don't. Astros begin their spring training schedule on Friday against the Washington Nationals. All right, monologue done. Thank you, Boston Red Sox and J.D. Martinez. You at least gave me something to build the monologue around today. If the Astros hadn't won the World Series last year, Jeff Luhnow still shouldn't be racked with regret unless they had lightweight player development people and coaches who did not spot J.D. Martinez becoming a new man when he tore down his swing and basically built it up from scratch. Offseason 2013 to 2014. Because the domino effect. Right? If the Astros had kept J.D. Martinez and he'd become really good here, well, then maybe they don't go add a Yuli Gurriel or a Josh Reddick. Maybe they would not have drafted so highly in 2015 and they wouldn't have gotten Alex Bregman. So anyone moaning over, oh, the Astros blew it with J.D. Martinez, that's like bitching over not taking Chris Bryant. Your team just won the World Series. Be happy about it. You'll live longer. With bemusement, you can say, well, what if? Well, what if not? They won the World Series. But in an isolation chamber, yes, the Astros leaving the door wide open for J.D. Martinez to leave, that went about as well as losing Johan Santana in the Rule 5 draft. Jeez, 25 years ago now?